How about I'm mute everyone as well, so that we actually
and that's
works.
A bit of a poor spot.
Oh yeah, and then what will happen is what? Like
we won't know when to come.
Doesn't unmute us. All right, you ready?
We'll
you can fight. Mute us.
Welcome to Nerds Before Birds. Each week on the show, we take a look at a film and attempt to answer the question, does it soar like an eagle or simply flip the bird?
Welcome back!
The biggest disappointment for me was the plot.
It's almost on par with the actual Rotten Tomatoes Metacritic score.
Never seen a sonogram roll its eyes before, but it did.
I'll do my best to tell these two losers what happened.
Well, if you're still here, we do know things, don't worry.
If you never see this movie, you're probably doing better things with your life.
I always have what I want to say in my head. It's like, oh, yeah, that's the perfect way to word it. It's not.
Dude, okay.
I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Paul, but I was muted for a second. I'm muted Paul. I'm...
what?
That was smooth. Oh, that was really smooth.
Oh, man, this sounds
good. Go on.
Hi, I'm Fiona.
I'm Dean.
And I'm Jason. Welcome to Nerds Before. What are we before this week? Some people randomly fighting each other. This week on
Sorry?
The show.
Things are actually getting better and better.
Yeah, I know. Right? This week on the show,
and
we're
more
talking.
More thought out.
Oh, Nerds completely, Before planning.
Completely. Not planning. This week on the show, we're talking all about Mortal Kombat.
Fight.
The 2021 film. That has just come out of the cinemas and all its glory. It's
glory?
A movie.
All its glory.
Or its glory. Yeah.
Yeah.
And gore.
50 that. Shades of Slay.
honestly, this movie has two-dimensional characters that are like more two-dimensional than the original Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh, good one.
Oh, that's a big call.
It is.
There's an original Mortal Kombat movie.
And the original Mortal Kombat game,
oh, man.
For that matter, of 1992.
They were pretty great years. Probably one of the best years.
Yeah, probably not. Some bad things happened.
A lot of great things came out in 1992.
Yeah, you keep saying that.
Mortal Kombat. Me.
So that's there's it. One
that's it.
Great
one,
thing
that's
that
it.
Came
that's
out
the only good
one for two. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Half the year was pretty good. And the other half was Mortal Kombat.
What did you guys think of this film? Oh, I'm going to ask you because you've barely talked. So
still funny.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to bring you into the conversation.
funny. Yeah, it was a movie. It was very gory. Yeah. A lot of. I was like, I went in thinking, oh, wow, why is this movie R-rated? And then I immediately found out why this movie was R-rated. Yes. That opening scene is so full
How
on.
Is this only R-rated?
Yeah. And that was cool. It was pretty cool though.
Yeah.
We didn't hate it.
Yeah, fair enough.
But didn't know what to expect like at all.
So you didn't know that this was a game beforehand? And
well,
did you know about the previous movie?
I picked up that it was fighting and I picked up that there probably wasn't a lot of plot.
Amazing.
Yeah. And there was a big fandom. So I assumed it was a game.
Yeah.
And the only thing going in into it, like I didn't Google anything. I didn't try and figure anything out. I didn't ask any of my friends. I just went in and I was like, yeah, this is like, it has to be something from when I was a kid-ish around that era and it has to be about fighting. And I was like, okay, well, I'm going in with like the glasses of like, this is going to be like Tekken 3. Pow.
Of course.
You're Tekken, but you don't know Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's
it.
That's
wild.
There is no judgment here.
And then it was
maybe
like,
a bit.
Not like that at all. And yes, there's a lot of blood.
A lot of blood.
There's a lot.
There is a lot of blood and other things.
So you didn't enjoy it?
Oh, no, it's been way more entertaining than a bunch of the movies we watched in 2020. Okay, freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay. So, soar or flip?
Coast, maybe?
Coast.
Okay,
but I'm leaning towards more soaring.
But look,
okay. I'm surprised.
Because at least it was entertaining. It wasn't like, this guy's like punching and there's a cabbage sound. You know, like, okay, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
At least it was like entertaining.
Compared to Thunder Force. Best movie in the world.
Flips the bird compared to that.
Yeah, no, there need to be a bit more like.
I didn't watch it at all.
Well, that's a new category, isn't it? What? Saw like an eagle flip the bird or
Thunder Force.
At least it's not Thunder Force.
Honestly, because I thought that
it was so bad. It was never really watch bad. It. It's it was the really worst. Never yeah. ever watch oh, it.
I'm surprised
it
was, you guys watched it.
Yeah,
don't
you picked a great week to not off. Show up for a not a podcast.
Yeah,
I had to leave the state to make sure I didn't have to watch that.
Well, you suggested we watch it.
I know because I wasn't there. I wasn't here.
We went to like
my gift to you.
We went to less greater means to not release that episode.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Self-sabotage.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. So Dean, what did you think of Mortal Kombat?
Oh my goodness. Sora flip. I'll get back to you on that one, eh? Yeah. No, I think it was seriously? Okay. It what? Was fun. I enjoyed it. It was entertaining okay. when I saw it. It is not a good movie.
No.
But it was fun.
Okay.
And it's not like, and there are elements of it. There are certain elements, I think, that like one or two things in this movie that make it fun and entertaining. Yeah. You take those elements out, those characters per se.
The one
character, Kano. Then it's, I was like, yeah, would I enjoy this? Essentially, I kind of felt like this is.
I've seen a meme that was yeah. like Josh Lawson's in the hospital after oh, carrying the Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Suffered severe back yes. injuries from yeah. carrying the franchise. Yes.
Very much. Yeah. Up until about probably 2/3 of the way through this movie, it was fun. It was entertaining. And then obviously the Kano character goes on a bit of a turn and then.
Then it got so much better.
It's like, it's kind of like. Going into spoilers, I'll get into yeah. spoilers. It's yeah, essentially yeah, like Pirates, like Kano's the Jack Sparrow. Josh Lawson yeah. played the Jack Sparrow of this universe, but then they decided to kill him off at a point. And it's
what?
Like,
yeah.
do you
did
want?
You just compare, I just did you just compare the greatest modern hero villain character we've. Oh, man. Had.
Calm down.
What I'm saying is without Jack
John
Sparrow.
John Wick's going to hear you. Yeah,
without Jack Sparrow, the Pirates of the Caribbean films would have been pretty bleh.
Can I do a more, Dean, can I try I my hand think at a more.
Though. No.
Can I try a more astute
here we go.
Reference to what you're trying go. To say here?
Sure.
Do we all remember the classic Angelina Jolie, Lara Croft film? Kano is kind of like Daniel Craig's character in that
it
feels like he's fighting with Lara.
Yeah. I forgot he was in that movie.
So you're saying, so Kano is effectively like, it's Daniel Craig and Lara Croft,
yeah, but he's
right?
not forgettable. He's very memorable.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying it.
Considering I barely remember Lara Croft as a movie at all.
Like, I'm just going to like, say yes oh, to I'm that sorry, movie, Lara. Yeah. He has an American accent as well, by the way. It's weird as hell.
You know, the original Kano, like in the 95.
He's not an Aussie, right?
He's not an Aussie. No. He's not an Aussie. And he's far creepier and like less sort of like.
He's got a real like predator vibe
yeah,
to him.
He does, yeah, he does.
And not like the
yeah.
movie.
No. He does. And wow.
Okay.
And I believe that there's like another series that features Kano as well. And and that was also a British actor that played him. This is the first Aussie that's played Kano.
Okay.
So Josh Lawson.
But apparently even in like the Mortal Kombat games and stuff, like the character wasn't originally Aussie. He just became Aussie later
on. From the 95.
Even though he wasn't played by an Aussie.
No. The first rendition, he wasn't Australian, but then by like the later games, he was just like Australian.
Everyone just assumed.
And then he was like really Australian.
Because everyone just assumed based on the name. I was like, oh yeah, he's Kano. Kano. He's obviously Aussie.
Yeah, his name's probably like Kenneth or something. Everyone's like, hey, it's Kano. It's buddy Kano.
How you going, mate?
How you going, bro?
But he's the best part of
he's
this.
He's definitely by far the best part.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, it's Mortal Kombat. So,
what?
Like
what?
What? You don't think he's the best?
No, he was so insufferable.
Hang on. Who is the best part of this movie? Oh, my gosh. Bloody Sonya Blade over here.
Who?
Sonya Blade.
Who is that?
Sammy from Pack to the Rafters.
Who's
the blonde chick.
Okay. She's from
Australia.
She's from Pack to the Rafters, yes.
I knew she was Australian because the accent was just like a little
bit
off.
She says an F-bomb once and I'm like, you said it wrong. That's how we say it. They filmed this thing in Adelaide.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why everyone. That's why it just looks like an absolute shithole.
Yeah, they didn't do
much Adelaide.
Josh Lawson was actually just camping. He didn't know it was
there. He just drove to set. I was already there. I didn't realize we were filming anything.
So, well, I was also on for a good ride. This is a weird camp. There we go.
But you like, so what do you think was the best part of the movie?
Yeah.
The stunts.
Yeah.
Okay. The fighting was quite good.
Like, what about character wise?
Character wise, like, I think, who were the characters again?
Yeah.
You've got Sonya Blade.
Yeah.
You've got Jax.
We get it.
You've got Kano. You've got Liu Kang.
Yeah.
The names Raiden. Don't really Raiden, mean anything to me.
Scorpion. Sub-Zero.
Shang
Tsung? No.
Yeah, why not? Gronk or whatever his name is.
Goro.
Yeah,
come on, man. Come on.
Gronk?
The original guy that Josh gets Grogan. Defeated at the start.
Scorpion.
Yeah. He was cool.
Yeah.
And that he whole was great. First scene.
That first scene's
or
great.
His real name, Hanzo Hasashi.
Yeah, I'm
not Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Yeah, Scorpion. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish Get that scene was here. Just the whole movie.
Liu Kang, yeah, Kang Lao.
So,
yeah, I agree that first, like, those two characters were done the best,
yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Him and
I would have watched, I wanted to see Sub-Zero. Their movie and, like, the next, and then they had to bring it to the 21st century, and I was like, meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Introduce a character that's not even from the games, and, oh, yeah, Jason, what would you, what do you feel? Oh, right. Sorry. You were saying, I thought you were like, what
no,
about me?
No.
You were saying,
no, what about Paul? What about Paul? We haven't even got to Paul. But,
I wonder what Paul
I was going to say, so that first scene's, like, actually, like, the best part of the movie, and I think I was telling you guys that like they released like the first 7 minutes on the film like online before it actually got released.
Why did they do that?
I don't know, why but I am so thankful for it because I missed the first 7 minutes.
Oh my gosh,
of course you did, Jason.
What's wrong with you?
Classic Jason form.
No, look, this is what happened. So
time management. You need to like go to some like therapy class about this.
And because of COVID, they got rid of like the 9 o'clock sessions.
Oh,
so
right.
Like I literally had to like run to the cinemas to get to it, to the later session, which was like 7:30.
I honestly thought you were going to say like, I have children and because of COVID, they're terrible.
Yeah.
They were mucking up when I was sitting in the cinema to watch this movie.
Like that's all it was. Yes. It was just, I couldn't concentrate in the first 7 minutes.
Like, they kept screaming every time somebody
you're,
got
you're about to lose your movie privileges, kids.
A fatality happens. He's like, that's what's going to happen. If you don't calm down, I'm going to crush your head.
So, you know, Mummy's sun hat can do that.
Do we have to ask Paul what he thought of this?
No,
movie?
We don't.
Nah,
yeah. No,
it is so far up my alley. Like, I loved this movie to the point where, like, I'm still quoting it. Like, it's I love it.
What
I
are
love
you possibly
it.
Quoting?
Oh, laser beams are better than fireballs, you pussy. Yeah. I love that. That's what Kano gets his laser.
Yeah,
I loved it. I loved like even the campy, like yeah, like the Kano wins or like flawless victory.
I'll let you know where it is. You got a pen? Write this down.
Yeah. Exactly. I was gonna go for a stroll.
I really did enjoy like the Kano wins when he actually.
That was
says
so
that.
Funny. Oh, you bloody beauty!
It's like so, like it's
is that
like,
his catchphrase?
No, that's what they just say when. That's what they say when someone wins.
Okay.
When someone wins in the game,
Kano wins.
Kano wins.
Like Liu Kang wins. Kind of thing like that comes up all the time.
But they even did some of the fatalities. Like they did the actual fatalities in the movie. Mm-hmm.
They did.
Like what's his name? Hang on, I gotta look at his name because I forget all the names.
Yeah. So I'll be honest, I've never played the games. Right, I only know Mortal Kombat from the 90s movies, which I've always hated.
The games are awesome
because I watched them as an adult.
Okay.
I never grew up with them. I just watched them like, man, this is a bit crap.
Well, it's one of those things because like I've played them a lot, but I played them for fun and I never played them to learn the lore. So I actually went with people who knew, like they were at the very end, they were like, oh, I was wondering if they were going to show Scorpion's cool like demon face thing. I'm like, I had no idea that was a thing.
Yeah,
Well, that's one of the fatalities as well. Like when he does like the fatality in the game, he take off his
mask. That's a fatality. Sub-Zero making an ice wall and kicking the dude into it is one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Kung Lao when his frisbee hat is spinning in the ground and slice them in half.
That's a move.
That's a fatality.
That was.
Yeah, there's heaps of sequels.
I didn't look at the screen at that. I literally shielded my eyes and I was like,
it was so good.
You were just like Jason's kids.
Jack's one where he like just crushes the dude's head. That's one. Like, there's all these little things. I'm like, I get this.
He's the one with the robot arms. Robo arms.
Yeah, it was great. I had a blast. Josh Lawson was just the best.
Who'd seen the trailers before?
I had seen one of them.
I'd seen one of the trailers.
I wasn't very impressed by the trailers, to be honest.
Yeah, no, neither was I.
I'm curious to know, Fee, if
if you actually thought Jax was dead.
Who's Jax?
Okay.
The guy who got his arms frozen.
I totally thought he was dead. I also looked away at that part when because I saw he was getting impaled when he, and I was like, oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah,
but apparently
cool.
He did not get impaled.
No,
some of the VFX though, like a lot of his ice effects were really, like the fact that they're catching the shotgun shells as it's coming out, or when he uses the, when he gets Scorpion's blood and then turns that into an
eye. That was pretty nuts. Especially like all the stuff in the street where he's like making all the water go up and like, you know, all those particle effect kind of stuff.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
Very, absolutely very well gorgeous. Done.
I don't like that they introduced, like I know Cole's not an actual character and I don't like him as a character either. Plus also when you think about him, this is just me, like when you think about him in a game sense, like think of a fighting game. It's like a button masher fighting game. You've got a character who can absorb damage.
Literally, that's all he can do.
That's so fun.
It's like it's Black Panther essentially.
That's all he is. Yeah.
But apparently that was a, it was a studio like demand.
Yeah.
It was like we
to have an original. You need to have an original character
it's in this.
Such they crap need to character. Kill him.
It is. It's like okay, like, fair enough. Make an original character, but make him
his armor sucks. Like he
at least
sucks.
Memorable. Make him don't make him a very two dimensional forgettable character.
He's a two dimensional character.
They're all two dimensional.
I was like, two, what movie do you think this is?
But a lot of other characters
even
were a lot
I didn't
more
even
fun.
I went in blind and I knew what I was showing up for. Two dimensional.
But isn't that worse that he's a two dimensional character in a Mortal Kombat movie?
That's what I'm just like. He does feel like
he's
the
one
least
dimensional.
Even he's Liu Kang in this is like really bad.
Yes, like, and was he the main guy in the first?
Yeah,
the
90s
one.
In the 95.
But he was like Jax, he
was
sort of like
one
of
guy.
Them.
Which
he's
guy?
Pretty Jax.
Liu Kang.
Liu Kang.
The dude that really loved his robe and kept like,
oh my gosh, he was very jacked.
Yeah, he was quite jacked.
Very jacked.
It was surprisingly jacked because when he was wearing his shirt, it was just like, that's a small Asian man.
You don't think it.
And then he took his shirt off and I was like,
hello.
Oh, hello.
That is too much time at the gym. Like way too much time at the gym. Like, ow, I feel sore.
Did you close your eyes for that bit as well?
I did.
He got a workout. We all got workouts just from seeing this dude. I'm like, I feel fitter now. I'm just watching Liu Kang fireball.
My eyes definitely feel sharper for sure.
So Henry Cavill talks about having his shirtless scene in Man of Steel.
Oh, yeah.
And basically for like 3 days beforehand, he wouldn't drink water so that it'd like tone up his body.
It's weird that he couldn't shave his moustache, but he definitely could shave his chest. That
no,
was
he didn't,
fine.
He didn't shave his chest. Yeah.
Well, for Man of Steel.
Man of Steel,
he definitely didn't.
It didn't make sense to him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the same with Hugh Jackman as well. Hugh Jackman would always, he'd have to like dehydrate himself for a couple of days.
So that like the skin would get tighter
that's
and
right.
all that
the
kind of
standard
stuff.
Operating procedures.
It is.
Yes.
I don't know. I do it all the time.
Yeah. I barely drink water ever.
On screen, they literally have to not drink anything.
I know. But it's like
I haven't been drinking water all year and I still
Christian now. I never drink water. Look at my skin, it's the tightest thing ever.
Hot girl summer's not happening for you guys.
Well, Christian Bale said his diet for The Machinist, I think it was.
Oh yeah,
was
an apple and a cup of coffee a day.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Have you seen him in The Machinist?
It's disturbing.
It's very disturbing.
It's like he went from that to Batman Begins in 6 months.
And then he went from that to liver damage. Who's laughing now? Christian Bale?
Probably not Christian
Bale. Two-time Academy Award winner, Christian Bale.
What were you saying, Jason?
Well, I was just wondering, like...
Henry Cavill.
How many days do you reckon that, like, this guy is on set that is not drinking water and then having to, like, do all...
Bet you he's never drunken water.
Yeah. Physical activities that he's got to do without drinking water and keeping himself like nice and
they just missed him in the face to make him conscious
moisture.
Again. And then for that 15 minutes they shoot and then he's out.
He's out, yeah.
Until they're like, what was that? A bit of alcohol from his face.
Oh, no,
just spray, when, spray me when you need me.
Spray me when you need me.
Oh, yes. Guys, you can get merch from Red Hot
Dude, if Spray Me When You Need Me isn't a shirt in the next month, I'm suing
it. It's got to be.
So,
can you get your wife one of that?
Yes, we're going to say, Rach, can you make this shirt? Zero context. Spray me when you need me.
Spray me when you need me.
So, let's get into the plot of this film, which
there is not a plot. Interesting.
A plot of this film. But
tell me more.
Before we get into that, I'll let you know that I didn't like this movie.
Oh yeah. What did you think? Yeah. You didn't like it?
Kind of crap. Like, I mean, look,
I thought there's you really
some,
loved it.
Some areas of it that I thought were entertaining.
Yeah.
But it's
did you have fun when you watched it?
Because
I had fun.
Some parts, yeah.
I was entertained and I had a good time watching it. But I am very aware that it's not
it's
a good
no
movie.
Good movie.
Oh, I mean, look, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I laughed so hard.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah. Great. It was a packed, like, every single time. That's what, like, it was a packed audience, and every single time Kano opened his mouth.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Everyone was,
yeah,
really
everyone hated was loving that guy.
It. Yeah.
Every time he opened his mouth, I wanted to shoot him in the face.
Yeah, right.
I was like, yeah. Just couldn't watch anymore.
Yeah, like, he's too Australian.
Too Australian.
Too much of a dickhead.
Yeah,
he is. Yes.
Yeah, but that's kind of his.
They did a video. They did a video with the cast where they did an AI controlled Mortal Kombat tournament.
Yeah.
So they had, like, you know, Kano versus Sonya Blade, and they had the two actors there.
What's going on about Sonya Blade, man?
She's just in it, right?
Jeez.
She's in the movie. What do you want from me? But Kano comes in, and Josh Rosen's like, oh my God, that's what he actually looks like? No, don't look at this one, guys. This is. Don't expect this.
Wow. Yeah.
This guy's way too in shape.
Okay, so let's get into the plot. We begin with Sub-Zero and Scorpion and like 18.
Would you like to know what happens?
I know what happens.
Did you miss this bit?
Japan, right?
Somewhere, yes.
They have like their whole fight and Scorpion loses and he goes to the under realm or whatever. Like he basically loses.
Like,
But you know, like, Sub-Zero does announce that he's like stopped his whole bloodline, but he doesn't like, you know, check around. Maybe there's a baby hiding somewhere.
Secret baby
that he doesn't know about. But you know
I can't hear any babies.
Yeah, you can't hear anybody.
If they're not crying right now.
They're not here. Yeah.
They're not here.
Oh, sorry, please.
What's that?
Can I just say with this fight scene, what I didn't like, I really enjoyed it. So I was like, this is cool.
This is the best movie.
That's what I thought the movie was gonna be like. Time traveled. But like the whole time they're fighting, right? This guy's like, I don't know, got swords, and this other guy's got like crazy ice magic powers.
Yes.
Yes.
And then at the end, he's like, yeah, I'm the winner. I finally defeated you. Like, it was me who took you down.
Flawless victory.
Like, yeah, he's like, I've earned blah, blah, blah. You're such a great fighter. And, well, I'm like, yeah, man, you've literally got like magic ice powers. This guy has a knife.
No, he has a shovel.
Yeah.
It's not really a fair fight.
It was like a gardening tool, right?
It's like the most aggressive, like,
why are you bragging? Like, duh. Like,
of course,
how did you think this is going to turn out? If you were losing, that would be embarrassing.
Today. I'm so hardcore.
Round of applause.
Do you fear me now, snails?
it was just like so bizarre. I was like, this is classic douchebag material. Like, who? Yeah.
So you liked it up until he killed Scorpion?
What? I just didn't understand.
So he wasn't a dick when he killed the guy and his family, but he was a dick when he bragged about it.
No, because there's evil. And then there's,
to all the assassins like, out there, it's okay if you kill them. Don't gloat about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the difference between professional and dickhead.
Especially like when you have the upper hand.
So essentially, if Superman came home to Lois.
It's like he's meant to be the bad guy.
Apparently. It's like if Superman came home to Lois, it's like, hey, you know that traffic controller's been giving you crap lately?
Yeah.
Guess who did something?
No, it's like if Superman came home to Lois and like, hey, remember that salsa jar you couldn't open? How do you feel now? You're weak. You're pathetic. I'm Superman.
Have I proven my worth?
Have I proven my worth?
Am I of value to you?
That's what you get when you mess with the warrior.
Well, exactly. What is he overcompensating for?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, ice powers. Anyway.
So, cold. Yeah.
He'd like me with a moustache.
So Scorpion dies.
I'm still a Superman.
Get over the moustache, all right?
Yeah, settle down.
That's 2017. Leave it behind.
Yeah, it's totally not.
Again.
You've seen the corridor. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So Scorpion goes to the underworld and Sub-Zero just like yeets out of there.
Pieces off. Then
Raiden appears from nowhere and he's like, hey, I'm going to raise this baby. I'm just going to keep.
Go for it.
So he's like, I'm going to raise this baby and, you know, have like the history of Scorpion sort of surviving continue. Kind of yep. thing, continuing mm-hmm. on. Yep. And yet for some reason, like, you know, thousands of years later or whatever.
Yep.
Cole, who is the descendant of Scorpion.
Descendant, yes.
Descendant.
Yep. Yep. You're going to pick me up on everything.
Yep, yeah, yes.
It's going to be a long night.
We're going to make fun of you. Yes, we are. That is, yep. I'm glad you figured that out.
He's a descendant of Scorpion.
Yep.
Yes.
But he doesn't know Raiden.
No, he doesn't. I did find that whole thing completely That was a little bit weird.
Who's Raiden?
The lightning guy.
He's lightning boy. It's going to be this
Raiden.
All night.
Who's Raiden?
Who's Raiden?
Well, I know a Raiden in real life.
Really?
Yeah.
It's that guy.
Oh my God. How is he?
He's cool.
Can he do the lightning stuff? Is he a god?
I'll tell him.
Does he need friends?
My friends want to know if he can do lightning.
I really
stuff.
Would love can to unlock my secret power thing. Guys, have a look at this birthmark.
Are his parents like massive Mortal Kombat fans?
No. Yeah. But it okay. is, I know that it is like an Asian Sub-Zero. Heritage name.
Right.
And his mum just liked it, but then
interesting.
Asian.
Raiden.
Raiden. Yeah, fair enough.
Can you imagine if you were like a substitute teacher and you had a Raiden in your class? You'd be like, oh, cool.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't because I'd be like,
no, I know you're not. I know, yeah, whatever. I get it.
You're going to change that name.
Someone was a Mortal Kombat fan in that child's life. Guaranteed.
But no, I it doesn't make sense. It's a bit unfair. Like, they show up and, like, yeah. oh, are these the champions that we yeah. need? It was like, but dude, you didn't reach out to us like until like a day before the competition. Like, we have no, we don't know anything. Have you guys you are
not,
sitting here.
Have you not been getting my messages?
You've been training
been
your whole life.
Okay.
Of course you're better.
That is was. Been, what's been the most confusing part for me for this movie?
Yeah.
Why don't like, people know? Is that
you've been chosen?
Yeah.
By freaking who?
By freaking yeah. who? Yeah.
By who?
And then yeah. also Liu Kang comes up to him and up to them and he's like, "You finally made it here." And he's like, "I've been searching for you
from
dude,
wait, just in a 20 meter like, radius yeah, 20 meter of my house.
Zero evidence of that, mate."
Yeah. Like, I'm married with a kid. Like, where have you been? I was really good like 10 years ago, bro.
Dude, I'm an influencer. I'm not hiding.
Oh my God, Logan Paul, I've been trying to find you.
Where have you been? So yeah, we're in the present day
yeah.
and we've got
we
Cole
are.
Young who
yes, we do.
Is a guy.
He is a guy.
That does MMA.
That is his character trait.
He is a guy. He doesn't do it very well.
No.
He just gets beat all the time because that's his superpower.
His superpower is he has a daughter that loves yelling at him. Dude, yeah. the uppercut.
Yeah.
That's
the uppercut.
The upper, give me
up
the uppercut.
B, up B.
That's just
like on the side.
Down left,
just
up A.
Dad.
Uppercut, Dad.
Stop getting beaten up. I'm helping you, Dad. Stop it.
Dad, please.
Dad. Father, up, down, left, right, A. A-A-B-B.
Can you please start being someone I can look up to? Please.
I'm literally looking down on you right now. So yeah, he's getting beat up in an MMA fight and then
he taps out like a pussy, apparently. You know, because they're all like, don't tap out. He's getting choked to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he taps out because being alive is okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
So he
such a millennial.
He goes and he's hanging out at a cafe later on or whatever, like a diner.
Yeah.
And because we're in America, right?
Yeah.
Adelaide.
What's the difference between a cafe and a diner? That's a stupid question. Of course there's
no,
a
let's explore this a little bit.
I don't know.
I guess one's open
one,
late.
It feels like a thunder force.
One you dine in and the other one you caffe in.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
There it is.
Were you trying to say caffeine?
Caffeine.
Caffeine. Caffeine.
Caffeine.
How come it's not called a kaffa?
Because it's French.
Literally have Let's no response on. For that.
How to stop a podcast in one easy sentence.
So,
why does it call it a kaffa?
They're in the diner and Sub-Zero sort of comes, he rocks up and he's like, hey, I'm going to kill you
Check
now
me
kind of
out,
thing.
Guys.
Yep. Yeah, but he like slowly Chill. Walks towards the diner instead of like, you know, coming in. And he
I
kind
was
of like
actually terrified.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because the little girl was there and I was like, go outside.
Every time there's a girl, every time there's a child.
I thought at one stage in this movie they were dead.
I'm scared.
Okay. When
of children.
Yeah, when they're like frozen later on, but we'll get to that. Okay. But I honestly thought
well,
they were dead.
That because like, I mean, that would have made sense, right?
They should have been dead. Yeah.
Like, hey, dead. Scorpion, I froze your family to death.
Yeah, hey, I froze your family to death in like 5 seconds, but I'm this going family to let takes this family like...
Well, we don't know it was 5 seconds. He was out for some time.
It's just like modern medicine.
He heard some fighting and then he ran up.
And then he fought and then he got knocked out. And then when he woke up, his family was dead. You don't know how long it was. Could have been like an hour.
So he was just starting to freeze.
They were just definitely. Yeah, they were like minor frostbite.
Oh, right, they'd just been put in the chiller, and they were kiln.
Yep. So he can instantly freeze off Jax's arms, but he can't instantly freeze a family.
Well,
this is true.
Yeah.
Well, that's an extremity, not a person.
Okay.
Just punch their heads off. I guess he could look. He could have killed his family if he wanted to kill his family, but maybe he wanted bait. That's why he went to an MMA ring.
Yeah, I see. Yeah. A dead family isn't as good as a live family.
That's right.
So live bait's better.
Live bait is indeed better. Sense. Anyway.
Like fishing.
Yeah. Like fishing. That's it.
Sub-zero fishing.
So just before Sub-Zero arrives at the diner to hang out with Cole at the cafe, whatever. Yeah. And
we get to meet him. Jax.
Yeah, we get Jax, who is a cop in this one. I think
he's army, but okay. With
the arm Jax at this point.
Yeah, so I think in Mortal Kombat Annihilation, I believe he was also a cop.
But not a cop again. Okay. He's in the army.
Special forces.
But in the movies, in the 90s movies.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I'm thinking of, in the Mortal Kombat, the Annihilation, the movie. Yeah, he was a cop. So I think he was a cop.
Interesting.
I might be wrong.
Is that just to make him more likable? Is that?
I don't know. But yeah, so he rocks up and saves Cole. And then he's like, hey, Cole, go find Sonya Blade. And I'm gonna hold back and fight Sub-Zero because I can take on this guy that has magical powers.
He's got I've got a really big gun.
Yeah, I'm gonna fight an ice guy with a shotgun.
Yeah.
This guy just like happens to disappear from like the alleyway into a warehouse. I'm happily going to follow him.
It's going to be fine, mate. He seems
armless.
Instead
of running away, because it doesn't look like he's chasing us anymore. Yeah. I'm going to go after him.
Yeah, like
it'd be so funny if this
let's regroup or something. No?
He disappears into the warehouse. The four of them just drive off, and then it's like the warehouse, and he's like, oh, okay, they've left.
Damn it. Hey, they didn't want to follow me.
He just pokes his head back out. It's like,
oh. You guys didn't want to find me? Oh, okay.
So he takes on Sub-Zero and he fails miserably because he gets his arms broken off from do not.
What is wrong with you?
Freaking eat a chip in your own time.
Are you doing like the sound effects for Jax's arms getting broken? hang on. Ready?
Yeah, wait.
So Jax tries to punch him.
Let me swallow.
Sorry, wrong podcast. Okay. So Jax tries to punch him and then Sub-Zero frees his arms. And then once his arms are frozen, he cracks them off. Don't eat as well, you penis. What are you doing?
That was excellent.
I gotta finish it.
That was excellent left arm. Oh, God. I was the right arm.
Yeah.
And the other, it was great.
Yeah. I'm helping you out there. You want to keep going?
Stop eating chips. So anyway, he snaps his arms off. Then Cole cheeses off and finds Sonya. Sonya is also with Kano.
Yeah,
they've captured Kano, and then Sonya proceeds to tell them all about like the dragon markings and Mortal Kombat and how like there's this like big tournament that Earth needs to win because Earth lost like 9 times in a row, and if they lose for a 10th time, then the outer world's gonna have Earth.
It's this a fair bit of information for them to have gathered. This is true. Yes. But also, like, they don't really get any respect for how much they've figured out at this point.
You would think that there would be a school or an academy or some kind of secret organization that understands that every, like, 5,000 years we fight.
That's exactly it. Yeah. If it's in every single, apparently, like, every single dynasty, every single, you know. But, like, it's like...
Have a team. Have a crew.
If the world is actually going to end... let's talk about it, eh? Yeah. let's you know, actually
maybe
teach
train
this.
For maybe train. Let's cheer about it. It's like, oh, cool. These are your new war heroes,
maybe,
Earth.
Actually, no, you know what? I reckon maybe it might be good if we just keep it super secret. You know,
yeah,
what? That's
not,
the way.
Let's not even
reach out until like a week out of the
what I don't get is like
Earth's time management skills just like suck.
I'm gonna eat it off mic. Okay. You're just staring at the chip in my mouth.
Okay, so what I don't get though is Shang Tsung.
Okay.
He's like, okay, I've won like 9 of these things, and if I win this last one, or whatever it is, like the 10th one,
yep,
then I can take over Earth. Why is he so impatient that he's like, I'm going to go kill them before the actual tournament?
That is an excellent question.
He's already won. It makes no sense.
No, it's because they've thwarted time management. I think that's only after. Wait.
Do you think?
Or he doesn't want to risk it. He's like, I don't want to risk him. Raiden's involved now. I don't want
to
risk
Raiden's not meant to be involved.
But he is involved, though.
It's such a, like, he's like, I can't interfere until. When the plot demands it.
But the other guys are interfering. So
he's kind of like Dumbledore, just sort of like, oh, Slytherin in the house cup. But.
50 points to Gryffindor.
They win by 200 points. Here's 201 points to Gryffindor.
Who are the mediators of this competition? Like,
that is my big question.
Well, it's the gods. It's the gods.
Can't they take this to the board and just be like, hey, guys, these dudes are cheating over here. Killing our dudes.
There's one line where Shang Tsung is like, oh, they're too lazy to even like interfere.
They don't care. Which, well, then why isn't everyone cheating?
Yeah,
they are not enforcing the rules at all.
No.
I feel like these rule makers of the Mortal Kombat,
they don't care about the games.
No,
it's not the Mortal Kombat, it's Mortal Kombat.
The Mortal Kombat.
No,
they
Mortal Kombat.
There's an office somewhere.
Yeah.
With the Mortal Kombat on the sign of the office. And
it's like a law firm. It's like Mortal and Kombat.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that. Instead of that, it's just that DMV scene from Zootopia.
Oh,
sloths. I have a complaint to make. These guys are breaking the rule. Yeah. Okay, well, listen up. There are rules.
I guess when you're immortal, like time does kind of, you know.
Slow down.
It means something else.
But yeah. So,
have they been cheating every year? That's my other question.
Well, yeah,
have
I don't
they
know.
Just been killing.
No, because Raiden's pretty pissed about this one because this is like the first time that what's his name's getting
involved. So he hasn't actually Emperor. It's not like every time we've been showing up to these Mortal Kombats, it's like we got no guys left. Sorry,
all the other Mortal Kombats. I feel going from what I interpreted is that we've lost 9 times in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so I don't really think they're cheating. I think we just suck.
Well, that's why
old mate's just hedging his.
They
bets.
They say one thing about like prophecy that the descendant of Scorpion would come Hanzo like whatever, but in the end he doesn't really do that much.
No.
Like literally raises Scorpion from the dead to do it for him.
Yeah, he punches ice.
Yeah,
and not uses his really big stick thing.
That we got to see once. With Grogu or whatever his name was. Not Grogu.
Goro.
Goro.
So,
I can't wait for season 3, Mando. A lot has changed.
I feel like anyone listening that's like actually a fan of Mortal Kombat right now is probably like so cranky at us.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Like, look, if you're listening.
If they're actually a fan of Mortal Kombat, they've got bigger problems.
If you're a fan of Mortal Kombat, we're not a fan of you.
Reason to be is you do not refer to Mortal Kombat as a corporation.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Jax is like, potentially dead. It seems like he's dead.
Which one's Jax again?
He's the one with the arms off.
Cyborg.
Yeah, the cyborg.
So what's his name? Cole's with Sonya.
Yeah.
The evil outer world people send a reptile.
They send reptile.
That was a cool scene.
And just like
that
was a very cool scene. Reptile sucks. And gets destroyed.
Okay, so he's from the game as well.
Yeah, and he can be invisible, right?
He can go invisible. Oh, he's like Randall from Monsters, Inc., right?
That was cool.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, cool.
And
Kano kills him.
But that whole Sonya scene where she's like spinning around doing stuff, that was cool.
It was very cool.
Yes. Yep. I like how like her motivation is that she wants to Mortal Kombat. And that's about it.
That's a lot more motivation than probably any other character.
I'm going to wake up, I'm going to have some toast, and I'm going to Mortal Kombat. Like, then
I'm going to do a Mortal Kombat.
Unfortunately, I don't have a birthmark, but I got a guy with a birthmark. Yeah,
yeah. I can kill him pretty easily. Just say the word. I'll drop him. I've got ready access to a birthmark.
Like, she's like using Kano like a Pokemon.
Kano,
I choose you.
Kano, use laser bolt.
I do like their whole conflict and the way it's built up, because like in the 95 version of Mortal Kombat, they like she defeats Kano as well.
Did anyone else think that they were like going to kiss at one point?
Really?
No. I was like, he's going to come round, like, no. Be a good guy. Yeah. And they're going to like make out and they're going to have a laugh.
It's going to be like a sunset. Mr. and Mrs. Smith thing where fighting and then suddenly it gets a little bit physical and heated, and then suddenly
one of them ducks down as a laser blast goes across.
And then stab me in the eye. Ooh, and then I'm going to like give you, yeah.
Spicy. And then that did not happen. So I was okay, that's not where we're taking this.
Quite the opposite, in fact.
No.
Pretty happy that didn't happen, actually.
Well, because they were just like...
Kano wins.
Just like, do we need a character arc for Kano? Nope.
No.
Did you guys pick up on like the spit foreshadowing in this?
I'm
like,
sorry, what?
Like, spit?
There's this moment where Kano like spits. What? Like this massive goalie, and he like spits on a...
Chekhov's spit.
Yeah.
No, on the gnome.
Yeah. He spits on the gnome, and I was like, wow, that's probably the most disgusting thing that's in this whole movie for me. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh,
Chekhov's loogie.
And I was like, why did they hold the shot so on the long. Gnome for he's, so long?
What happened mm-hmm. with the gnome again in the end?
She stabbed him in the face with the gnome.
Like, they were so close to kissing, guys. It was stabbing in the face with the gnome or kissing.
Yeah, kiss the gnome.
Could have gone either way, really.
Either way, 50-50.
I see you've played stabby kissy before.
Stabby kissy definitely sounds like a hate crime or a felony.
Could that be the name of our podcast?
Stabby kissy.
Welcome to Stabby Kissy.
It's just like an outback town.
Stabby kissy.
Stabby kissy.
So they travel to where Raiden's like living, right?
Yep.
Like how do they work that?
They walk there.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much
it. No, Kano gets a hookup from his like army pals.
Kano gets a hookup.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Kano wins.
And
Kano
wins. They drop him off like randomly.
Yeah, they parachute somewhere.
In not Australia.
Yeah.
They dropped him off in the same not Australia that Love and Monsters was also
set
in.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least there were no gum trees in this movie.
There were. That is true.
Yeah. I did not see gum trees. You're right.
Yeah. So they rock up and Liu Kang's like, where have you been? Kind of thing.
He shoots a fireball at him as well.
He does.
What the heck? Guys, look at us. You know, we were trained with our fire powers. What do you have? Like, well, thanks for letting us know.
We didn't get the memo.
Yeah, we don't have answers.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, and then it's here they then told about like, what's the power called? Like, they unlock their inner chi, something about chi. Let's just say chi.
It's not that. It's something else. But
it's
Mortal
Kombat chi.
Mortal Kombat chi. Their special meter. They need to unlock their special meter.
They got to level up, basically.
They got to level up. But Raiden introduces them to Liu Kang. They also find that Jax is there and he has robo arms now.
He does.
Yeah, because robo arms are a thing.
Well, they scoured all the other known worlds and they got him some robo arms. That kind of sucks.
They found him the only metal in all the realms, which is like this tiny little arms.
This used to belong to what they call a battle droid.
That's so true.
They're really cool, I promise.
They're the dinkiest friggin' thing.
They are dinky. And I actually, because like, I really like Jax from the games.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's how they're going to portray him in this movie.
Like, surely he gets better arms than that, right?
That's his power, robo arms.
Yeah, that's, I know so this stupid. Is power, but I was like waiting for that moment for him to get, you know, level
actual
up
arms.
Kind of thing. And the way that he levels up in
real
this
man arms,
bit,
that's what you want.
Oh, I was sick. How do you not like it? The only one that was crap was Cole, but he's crap with everything. So
I hated playing as him in the games.
I'm honestly. Sure you did.
Yeah.
You never played the. I never was allowed to play.
Boy,
no, yeah, it was, I'm being a
sin.
Oh, okay.
It was the devil. What else happens here? I think they just start training.
Arcana.
Is that meant to be
a, they unlock their Arcana.
Yeah.
Is that meant to be a play on arcade?
No.
No.
Arcana is like arcana is magical abilities.
Arcana means family. Is that what you said?
Arcana means family.
Arcana means family. Family means no one gets left behind. Oh, forgotten.
Wow, this really changed.
Yeah. Wow.
So
they're very angry. I think Kano is really angry because he keeps saying that I can't do anything.
No.
He
really wants.
He wants to shoot guns or something.
You cannot say that joke again.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I can't say that joke again.
Don't. You guys, like,
we're the best. Yeah.
Well, it's like a volleyball team. It's putting me up. Yeah.
So we support each other no matter what, Jason.
Yeah,
Dino wins.
Dino wins.
See, they're hanging out with Raiden, and Shang Tsung rocks up and he's like, hey, I'm going to kill you now kind of thing. Like, and he does like the whole your soul is mine kind of thing.
Which is like a thing that he says.
Or your soul will be mine.
That was kind of essentially thing. My, like, if
your memory of 95?
Well, my memory of 95.
Oh my gosh. Movie.
If anything didn't sound like, okay, obviously there's a lot of scripting issues in this, but if anything sounded very, very off, it's like, that's a reference. That's definitely a reference.
Oh, no.
Your soul is mine. That's a reference.
Like Kung Lao killing that harpy thing and then saying flawless victory.
Flawless victory. Flawless victory. That's a reference. It was the get over here.
Get over here.
Reference.
Yeah. When did he learn English? Because in the beginning, he's like, I speak Japanese. I can't understand anything that you're saying.
We made a joke. We thought it was so funny because the end of the movie, he then turns to Cole and he says a whole bunch of stuff in Japanese and then leaves. And we thought it'd be so funny if Cole's like,
I have no idea.
Do you guys speak Japanese?
Yeah, that's what I thought too, actually. I actually wrote that in my notes, I think. Yeah.
Homo no drift or leaves.
He just does a knowing nod and then he leaves. Scorpion leaves. Yeah. Like, what the hell did he do?
Sub-Zero is still there. He's like, Brody, he's like, Chinese. I don't even know.
I like that at the start, how like they didn't know what each other were talking about,
Yeah. I might not understand what you're saying.
and he's like fully like, I'm gonna kill your whole family. Yeah. And he's like, I don't speak your language.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying, but it sounds bad.
Yeah.
It's like the Shazam scene where you may think you're powerful. Now it's like, what?
Yeah.
What do you say? I can't hear.
Do you want to hear a funny/gross story about the time I went to see Shazam?
Yes. I think
so.
We need to.
I was with my two friends, like they're a married couple. Yeah, I have two friends.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Maybe they're married though.
And then we all had choc tops and I was eating my choc top and I had just finished, like I'm telling you, like I had like one bite to go or something. And something funny happened. I really enjoyed that movie. Something funny happened. I laughed and then I just like choked it back up.
Oh.
because then that was so surprising and I was laughing with laugh. I just involuntarily, like it was like 100% solid reflux, like would not stop.
Oh, no.
It got to the point where I had was the wrapper from my choc top.
Oh, no.
And I threw up into that. I filled that up real fast.
No.
Had to run out, still throwing up into my choc top wrapper in my hands to get to the bathroom to continue just heaving until the whole choc top was out of my system. And I don't know what was sadder, the fact that I was throwing up or that I'd spent like $6 on a choc top tasted twice.
Have you ever thought about this story from like the guy who's sitting five seats down? A funny scene happens. Girl next to me laughs so hard she starts to vomit.
I couldn't stop vomiting.
That's so hilarious.
He leaves. He's like, it honestly was not funny. I mean,
imagine if we were randomly at the shopping center that day. It's like, oh, hey, there's Faye over there.
Did you? Where did she go? We can track her.
It was like a little
get over here.
What? Into the cinema, or are you just like, no, nah, I'm calling it quits. I'm going home.
Back in. You went back in.
My friends didn't even notice that I was throwing up. They were just like, oh, we thought you went to pee.
You were like, so you're like, well, that's scorched earth. I can't get over here anymore.
Yeah, that's what I would have been like, no, that's me. That's my friend's done in that cinema. I've never gone back.
I've got to find two more new friends.
I was actually legitimately concerned that I was going to throw up on enough people in front of me.
Oh,
but yeah. I didn't.
But like, we're all 4D.
But yes, sorry, I digress.
Yeah. I saw a webcomic today, and it was it was Darth Vader, and he was on Alderaan getting like fast food, and they were like, here you go, Lord Vader, enjoy your meal. Mm. And he goes, thanks, you too. Then he's outside saying, thanks, you too. Then he's on the Death Star saying, thanks, you too. And then he just blows up. So if fake a Death Star
in the cinema.
Event cinemas. So funny you vomited. That's so funny.
It's like, oh, what are you doing? I'm going back to the cinemas just to burn it.
I know. And it's like of all the movies, just like a kid's movie. It was probably like some stupid like fart joke or something. Yeah. You know? And I was just like, Anyway, you were making a reference to Shazam before.
Yeah, that was
lovely.
I'm very glad I made a reference to Shazam. I'm so glad that's the reference I went with. Yeah.
Because it is like I wrote in my notes. He says this whole heartfelt speech in Japanese.
Yeah.
And there's like, Cole doesn't speak Japanese. He doesn't, as far as we know. Like,
anyone here speak Japanese, guys?
Say, when Dean goes to the cinema, his family has to leave. But when Fee goes, he got to.
There we go. There's a reference. Oh. Yeah.
So, yeah, Shang Tsung has arrived and Raiden's like, I can't interfere, but I'm going to make these massive walls.
Lightning shields.
They're like lightning shields, and they're going to be able to train inside this.
That's how you do a lightning shield. The guys who did the Warcraft movie could really learn a lot from the people who did the lightning shield. Guys, that lightning shield in Warcraft was terrible. Mm.
Yeah, but the lightning shield in Warcraft is like out in an open field, whereas
it's in a canyon.
This is kind of like
different lighting environment. That's what you're saying.
Woeful.
Yeah.
Fire them.
But no, I think the new line lightning guys are better than the whatever other
Blizzard.
Who did the Warcraft movie? I can't even remember.
Was it Blizzard?
No, it wasn't Blizzard. Was it Blur?
Blur Studios.
As if it was Blur. They're too good.
Oh, man.
You know what?
It's probably, come back. I don't know.
Blumhouse or something.
I thought it was Weta. Wasn't it?
Jason liked it.
Like Warcraft. Weta was not done
by Weta.
I know, like a lot of the
Weta has pretty good lightning guys,
right?
Like they could have done the rigging, but they didn't do the animation.
Yeah, no, sure. Weta is known for the lightning guys. Like that's.
You guys are such nerds.
It was a big.
Oh, sorry, Fee. Welcome to our podcast.
I'm sure it was a big nerds company. It was like ILM, ILM or
it was
Weta.
ILM.
It was ILM. Yeah.
Guys, what happened?
They lost their lightning. They had the best lightning guys.
They had unlimited
power.
They
are the lightning guys.
Anyways, moving on.
Disgusting.
So
moving on from lightning guys.
We have like some short fights in
training
this,
montage. Like the bit I love about this the most, sorry, just gonna step in again, is when it's Kano versus Liu Kang.
Okay.
And Liu Kang just keeps sweeping his leg.
Yeah. Oh.
And then Kano jumps, but he jumps like in the actual game. He's like, ah, shit. And then he lands and he gets his leg sweeped again. Like, just it's
actually,
those,
yeah.
It's like, just those little things that I really,
that
really
was,
enjoyed.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah.
I understand why, like, some people might not like Kano. But I did love like every single time I think it's because there are certain characters in this, like old mate, super ripped dude. I can't remember. Liu Kang, he's taking it way too seriously and way too over the top with his delivery and everything.
Yeah.
But no, it's just, I feel like this movie needed to be more fun.
Kano's going over.
Kano's definitely.
He's not exactly a model of subtlety. Yeah,
no, I feel like maybe if he was like 75% of what he is in this movie, that would have been.
Kano, we just need you to pick it up a bit more. Yeah. Like, come
on. All right. Lower the Kano.
You go to 11?
Now go to 8.
I think the problem is that he is like on 11 and everyone else is on like 5.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
They're on a different playing field.
They've got to bring it up in like that campiness kind of thing.
And so
bring it up to that level.
Yeah, and so it's like very mixed. And so you're either going to love the like the dramatic kind of, you know, intense, or you're going to love the like, you know, just out there ballsy kind of Kano.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
you're not going to be able to like both of them because they just don't fit.
But he wasn't like even funny. Like I would like him better if he was funny.
There's a few times
right, that Gandalf, what does Mighty Witch's cookie say?
I was absolutely loving pretty much every single line he said. Particularly like the
option. Anytime you talk to Kung Lao and he's like, mate, you got a bloody frisbee hat.
So I get it. Some powers, some are good powers, some are crap powers. You can get lightning or you can get a frisbee hat.
Which, like, he's so good. He's so brutal.
It should have been either all of that or all of the other thing. But I feel like it's like two puzzle pieces that don't fit together.
I think it was like, I think they were trying to get the best of both worlds, but I think they did it. Like you do have the serious element. So you've got like Kung Lao and you've got Liu Kang and they're very like, this is so important. Mm. You've got Cole who's like, what am I doing here?
It was.
You've got Sonya who's like, dude, I wish I had a birthmark. And then you've got Kung Lao who's like, I'm not Kung Lao. You've got Kano. It's like, this is stupid.
The funniest moment was when, so Kung Lao. They're like, he's like, when he got
hang on, I'm speaking again. Have
you that's just Sam joke. Was so funny. No, when he puts his like hand on Kano's shoulder, he's like, you have much to learn. He's like, oh shit. that's a real reaction.
So around about this point, Cole was like, I'm going to go home. I'm sick of being.
And then the lightning guy rated his name right.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, you should go.
He's like, go like, back to your family.
Clearly, you can't learn anything here because you've only been here a day.
They're like tracking his markers or whatever, like his whole like tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
He's leading them to his family.
But that's what he needs. That was Raiden's plan.
I know that's Raiden's plan, but what's his plan?
He's
just an idiot.
Give up. He's just dumb. His plan is give up.
I think his plan was get the axe from the barn.
Sonya What's-Her-Face would never do that.
She's too good. Sonya
What's-Her-Face.
Yeah.
So
actual name.
Sonya Business.
So Cole goes back home or whatever.
Goes home.
And then
some crazy giant thing with like a billion arms.
Goro.
Big G. Buddha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
you say which, Booga?
I don't know.
Booga comes out.
It's surprising.
Buddha. Some Booga guy comes
out. Booga rocks up and he's like, I'm gross.
Hulk smash.
Buddha. Hulk smash.
I get it because of the arms.
We've got a Hulk. We've got a Booga.
I'm surprised that he doesn't kill him straight away. Like,
he absolutely should have
demolished. But also, isn't he like crap in the other movies as well? But he's also animatronic kind of thing.
Yeah, he's more of an animatronic in the 95 version. But he does kill like a bunch of characters.
Oh, okay.
And they sort of make him out to be this massive, big bad guy.
But that's Cole's thing, he can take a punch.
Yeah.
Even if it's a punch from a four-armed monster. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the 95 version, there's a whole montage where he's like just literally killing like one-on-one, like these people are taking him on and just dying like because they're just matched with him.
Because he got all the arms.
Because it is the actual Mortal Kombat event.
General
thing. Okay, that's the most annoying thing about this movie.
There's no actual Mortal Kombat.
It's a prequel to Mortal Kombat.
Oh, basically. We want the Mortal Kombat.
Are we getting another one?
The way that it's set.
Are we getting another one?
Yeah, they tease Luke Cage at the end.
Who's
Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage.
I was like, that guy from that other show?
From the Marvel series?
Is the best character. So he's like literally
like he's basically like
he's American Kano.
He's
like wow, a superstar, sign me like up. A movie star.
Holy
fuck. Like, what's the Jean-Claude Van Damme kind of character?
He's basically an amazing martial artist actor, but he knows
Van
it.
Damme.
He knows Van he's Damme. The best.
Van Damme.
Van Damme wasn't that obnoxious. Johnny Cage.
Ryan Reynolds, so basically. Obnoxious.
So like, he's
Ryan Reynolds.
Over the top Van Damme.
Yes.
There you go.
Like in reality.
See, Ryan Reynolds is actually funny.
Yeah. Basically, he's got that charisma, but he's very like arrogant.
He's like The Rock.
Kind of thing. But
it's like Conor McGregor if he was an actor.
Oh. Mark Wahlberg.
No, Mark Wahlberg's fine. Don't.
But Ryan Reynolds actually was rumored to be Johnny Cage.
Oh, really?
Actually, like recently he did like a cryptic tweet kind of saying like, you
he's hinting. He's
Mint
hinting.
Mobile wins or something.
Well, like, they definitely
uses it like.
They definitely let it pretty open.
Yeah.
Anyone that's kind of in a good shape and is either, you know, fairly looking. Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
So
I was trying to be like,
clearly I'm the best looking one here then.
Yeah, exactly. So it's Fiona. Fiona is Johnny Cage.
I'm just in great shape.
So, yeah, like they do just sort of hint to him coming into the next one kind of thing.
Yes.
And like nobody's ever going to really die in this. So like, no. I think Sub-Zero will definitely be back in the next
one. Kano's back.
Like, Kano will be back for sure.
I hope so.
I'm pretty sure the chick that got split in half by the hat is not coming back.
She'll be back. There'll be two of them.
I mean, like, I'm old.
They'll be half
sisters.
They grow it out like in Deadpool when he grows back the limb.
One's a baby half.
Yeah.
They're gonna like link on so that they can have a full body.
It's gonna be their superpower.
It's like a Jaeger in Pacific Rim that will sink.
Yeah.
There's just two baby hands holding each other.
That's all
Hey sis, get over here.
So that's like you're kind of touching on where we're up to in the actual plot because Kano betrays everyone.
Yep.
Freaking Kano.
For money or something. He betrays him
because one of his old friends is on the other team. And he basically just talks to him saying, this is stupid. Like, you're going to get money. You're going to get fame. Rico, you're going to get whatever you want. Yeah.
It's basically,
you're
going
to get whatever you want if you join this side. And he's like, all right, cool.
It's like,
so he does.
Hey, you
make
should.
Sense.
Dude, you should.
It? Well,
You should betray these guys. Nah, man. Oh, yeah, dude, you've gone soft. Shut up. I haven't. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's Kano.
Pretty much that.
No, but it's literally, okay, you should betray these guys to become enslaved by Outworld that's coming in.
Yeah, like betray that. These guys. Yeah, no. Nah, do it. Okay.
Okay. No, you don't tell me what to do.
No, do it. Okay. Uh-huh, okay. Yeah,
but no, but the way
you bloody convinced me.
The way Rico talks about it, he's like, you know, don't worry about Earth. Like, on this world, you're going to have everything you want.
Earth is a ride off, mate.
Earth sucks. Come and be a mad dog on, you know, Mars or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
So,
yeah.
He
makes a good argument.
There's good argument. They all have like one-on-one fights in this whole thing. And
I love that bit.
There's a bunch that get killed. Mainly the baddies, except for Kung Lao. He gets killed. He gets the whole your soul kind of thing.
The frisbee hat dude.
Is this
the demented bit.
I'm getting confused. Okay, anyway, continue.
Frisbee hat.
Yeah. But is this before or after? This is after they break through the lightning thing.
Kano lets it down.
Yeah, and then they fight.
He steals the kyber crystal.
And then they come up with a plan after that.
They go to the void.
Okay, yep.
They go to the void because the void.
And then Raiden, who again,
the whole
Raiden, who's not allowed to interfere, teleports everyone so they can have like a mano a mano.
Oh my goodness.
Fight.
It's so dumb.
No, it's like the greatest thing ever.
It's so good.
Because I was like, oh my gosh, I've never wanted a superpower more than his one.
Yeah.
If you could just literally like
teleport someone
against their will. Because they're all getting there.
And they're all
confused. Like, how did I get here? And then they like,
goodbye.
Fight them, right? Imagine having that superpower.
Imagine traffic.
Every one of these podcasts would just end with Fee being the only one left in the room.
Literally, I could just be like, this conversation's over, bitch, piss off. You're done. I don't like what you're saying. Goodbye.
And you're like, I'm Paul.
You're gone.
Well, that was Jason.
My conversation now.
I don't get. So like in the plot of this film.
We can only come back when we win Mortal Kombat.
Because Raiden's like, I can't intervene, yeah. But I'm going to teleport you one at a time to take on.
Yeah, I mean, it is fair.
One-on-one.
It's a one-on-one.
Instead of like just teleporting them into a meat grinder or something like that.
That's interfering.
No, but he's interfering
anyway. Oh, right. He could have just teleported them straight into a meat grinder.
Yes, exactly. He could have just been like, boom.
Or a volcano.
Or like the sun. Yeah.
Or a volcano.
Or a lasagna.
Or the sun. Oh. Gosh, Paul.
Meat grinder or a lasagna.
Lasagna's a hot, but damn.
Get wrecked, Goro. You've just burned the inside of your mouth.
Come on, Garfield.
All right, guys, you got three toys. Choices where you want to go. You got a sun, a volcano, or a lasagna. Which one's it gonna be today?
A lot of people choosing the lasagna today. I don't know why.
Lasagna wins.
All right,
and then
Garfield.
On the tombstone, it's just like was tragically killed by lasagna.
Two sheets of
pasta and some mints.
Here lies Goro. He chose the lasagna.
He chose lasagna.
So Cole beats Goro and
unlocks his arcana, which is just absorption. It's the trashiest power.
I don't think it was a bad power. I thought it was pretty smart.
Super AIDS.
That's pretty bad.
It's pretty crap,
that's the worst of the powers.
That's the worst power.
That Avengers lineup.
He doesn't kill Goro, but Goro dies in about 10 years.
I got super strength. What's yours? I got the AIDS.
Super AIDS. Oh my God. I've got first aid. You help people? No.
Oh my God. I knew it.
Yes. So he beats Goro.
Yes.
And then
literally
Sonya Blade gets beaten as well, but nobody confirms that.
No. Sonya Blade kills Kano.
No, this you're talking about the rock thing. You're talking about the rock bit.
Right? Yeah, we're talking about just before they sorry, I've gone back a little bit. So Kano beats her first.
That's right.
And then they get taken to the void.
Yep.
And then Raiden's like, I'm gonna teleport you all to different places.
Yeah.
So, like, because Cole's like, hey, can you teleport us anyway?
I can. Let's teleport
one at a time. If you're not going to intervene, maybe we could just, like, you know, have five of us versus Sub-Zero. One.
And then we'll go and do, like, we'll just
plan,
do
but
one
then
at a time.
But then you couldn't have a montage.
You couldn't That's have true. A montage.
We need a montage.
It was perfect.
Like, you're not thinking
all
about
of
the montage.
Those montages opened how, like, an actual fight begins. They just, like, appear in the location and then say a catchy thing and then proceed to beat the absolute stuffing out of each other.
But the difference there is they're actually doing Mortal Kombat.
They actually Mortal Kombat somebody. They're doing some Mortal Kombat.
They do the
they
Mortal
don't
Kombat.
Do it.
They do a Mortal Kombat.
It's not the pre-combat Mortal Kombat.
No, it's Mortal Kombat. Mm-hmm. They Mortal Kombat each other.
Mm-hmm. So Immortal Kombat.
Pre-Mortal Kombat combat.
Pre-Mortal Kombat.
Which is like the working title of this movie. Pre-Mortal Kombat
pre-mortal
combat.
Pre-Mortal counseling.
All the good guys win until Sub-Zero rocks up and he's like, hey, Cole, I've got your family because, you know, you led us straight to your family
five minutes ago.
That's Raiden's fault.
That scene where like they just pass the door and he's like just right there.
Oh, I didn't like that. That made me nervous.
How scary. Very,
he's like, a scary guy.
Very in your face.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
So he's
also not humble.
Not humble at all.
Scary and not humble.
He's got all the attributes.
He's a triple villain. He's a triple threat.
His Tinder is just blowing up.
You need to cool down.
So he takes him to, I can't believe we haven't done any like,
Sub-Zero.
Mr. Freeze.
The whole night.
Yeah, you haven't done any Mr.
Chill.
Okay,
nice to meet you. Thank you for bringing it up. I'm very
I'm
glad.
Not. I'm
you know what started, you know what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yes, I say that just actually from the movie. Just actually in it. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much, Jason. Sure. I completely forgot. Yeah, thank you for bringing this back.
Yeah. I don't know who that is.
Come on, get out. You do not know who I am. Get out of here.
It's never ending.
It's definitely Double Down Dean right now.
What are the pills you have that stops you from vomiting? Because that is exactly what that accent is. It's so unfunny and digested.
I'm glad you can tell. This is my impression of Fiona at the movies.
Get out of here. She's yelling at the shop top.
Get out.
Get out of me. Get away from me. I'm going to bow.
Groot?
Yeah, I don't know. Dude.
Okay, so where were we?
What have you very much.
They do some Mortal Kombat and all the good guys win. Sub-Zero rocks up and then they go to an MMA arena. But then Scorpion rocks up.
Yeah, because he
fights his way out of hell, basically.
Whoa!
It's with his blood, right? It's his blood goes onto the
I don't think it matters. I think he just rocks up.
It's like sometimes
I love that song in the soundtrack. This doesn't make sense.
Scorpion drops up. It's like just go with it.
Nothing really matters.
So he's like, get over here, kind of thing. Because like he knows English. But he can't say the speech in English at the end. He says it in Japanese.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. And then leaves. And then it's because, you know, in like, there's not many books in hell. Like, he only learned the English he learned was get over here. It's like one page of it, how to learn English.
It was just a self-help book all about how to get over her, but he keeps misreading it.
And they only have Thunder Force, but so he wisely chose not to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Hence, he picked up no further English.
I'm never going to watch Thunder Force. I'm going to spend the next 100 or so years reading this one page.
Of get over.
Just a wise choice.
There.
I'll leave it there for today. I'll come back to it tomorrow.
I'll leave it here.
So, yeah, like we said at the beginning, they defeat Sub-Zero, but they it's kind of Scorpion defeating Sub-Zero.
Scorpion like really gets him, but then they all like disappear. Like they all kind of like dissolve into like black smoke and then Raiden's like, it's not over. We need to gather more warriors. And then you get like a cheeky little shot of a poster with a movie starring Johnny Cage.
He's gone back to MMA or something, right? Like,
No, he stopped MMAing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because we get like the now he's cameo busy.
Yeah,
from,
he
like,
comes back.
Aussie
he's like, where are you going? He's like, I'm coach. Going to go to New York or I'm going to go to LA.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Which, and I'm going to drive there, not fly because I'm definitely in that country.
Yeah, I'm definitely in America right now.
Definitely not in Australia.
My Australian companion.
Yes.
I'm going to hit the I-35 and head west.
Yes.
Yeah. And so that's pretty much the end of the movie.
Pretty much.
What do you guys give it out of birds? How many birds?
Dino wins. I'm gonna give this I'm gonna give that reaction to my joke one bird, and I'm gonna give this movie three.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun. Theo? It was fun. It's crap, but it's fun.
Theo, what do you get?
Theo
wins.
Fionya Blade.
Do you want to hear the greatest nickname I've got recently?
Ooh. Dragon Lady?
No, greater. Wow. Okay, you guys are going to be so sad when I tell you that a four-year-old was making funnier jokes than you.
Okay.
I was on the phone, on speakerphone to my friend, and she answers the phone in her car, and she's like, oh, hi, Fiona. Just driving in the car. The kids are in the car. And she's like, oh, hey, like, kids, say hi to Fiona. And this kid goes, she's literally picked him up from preschool. That's how old he is. Mm-hmm. He goes, Fiona virus.
Hey! Yes!
Because they're learning how to rhyme.
Fiona virus.
Literally no one has ever put that together. Oh. And it took a four-year-old. And I was like, that is
amazing.
Genius.
That is genius. Yes.
Beautiful. Anyway.
That's pretty funny. Actually.
Can he make Thursday nights?
Yes. What I thought about the podcast, the movie.
What's the podcast
thing? Just you wait. So I reckon I'd give it a 2.5 because I thought, like for fighting movies, like
it's pretty good.
It's pretty fighty. Mm. So it's what I came for. And, you know, I was entertained. It wasn't like this is trying to be a fighting movie and it's crap and it's all about like, I don't know, bad dialogue. It was like, this is actually the stunt work and the special effects. Like, I'm entertained. So props to them.
Better than Tekken?
Yeah.
Better than Street Fighter?
Paul.
Wait, well, hang on. What'd you give it? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Two and a half.
2.5. Cool.
Classic.
Yeah. Cool. No, I was sending your name in the Facebook group to Fiona Virus. That's really funny.
Where? How many birds?
Oh, dude, like 3.5. I had so much fun watching this movie.
It is a good
movie. I laughed so hard and then just enjoyed it. A lot.
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, it was super violent. It was like, it's like what Hunger Games should have been.
I'm surprised that, like in retrospect, I'm surprised that the 95 version is only M. When you think about, like, all the fatalities and all that kind of thing and them really capitalizing on the game itself in this, like, how did they ever make a
How do they make it? Like true to the
true to the game
because the game is very violent.
It is
violent. Yes. It's one of those things. Like you look at PG movies in the '80s.
Yeah,
and PG is like there's a lot going on in a PG movie.
There's like a lot of nudity.
There's a lot of boobs. Yeah.
Well, that's because they didn't have like the PG-13.
Oh yeah,
exactly. And maybe that's like '90s M. The '90s M, true. Maybe. Yeah. It's like a current day art.
They just let a lot of things slide.
'90s M was Judy Dench, I think.
Very good.
Okay, all right.
She was the 2000 one as well.
She was. She was also 2000 M. Yeah.
And up until a point.
Up until a point.
Was she in the 2010s?
Yeah.
To a point.
Yeah. Skyfall.
So she in 3 decades as M.
She's 3 decades of M.
But yeah, a legend.
3 decades of M. That's going to be her biography.
Yeah.
3 decades of
M. It's better than Death by Lasagna.
Is it? I'd buy that book.
So it's like Death by Lasagna 101.
It does kind of sound like a Nigella Lawson Italian cookbook.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be cooking Death by Lasagna. It's just cheese.
This is grandma's recipe. Yes, grandma's in this recipe.
This is grandma.
Too far. Yes.
It's semi-prepared earlier.
Wow. Jason, what did you think of this movie?
What did you think of this movie?
I would only give it 2.
Oh, you coward.
Don't like it.
Yeah, no, I didn't even saw it for you.
There was some,
you didn't have fun at all.
There was things that were fun, but
Kano.
You can't even give it a 2.5.
No.
Bro.
No,
wow. Yeah,
I think this is the first time where you've given a lower score than me.
Yeah, right. So the competition. You are allowed to enjoy things.
Am I?
We're very happy that you are.
Jason has outfeed fee.
Yes. The hater of the group.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah.
So yeah, that brings us to the end of this week's podcast.
Yep.
And Paul,
do you want to do this? Yeah, yeah, cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Guys, we have a Patreon.
Please hurry up. I need to go to the bathroom.
We have a Patreon. It's Patreon.com.
I should not have said anything. Hurry the hell up. Jesus Christ.
Patreon.com/nerds.
What? Is it after nerds?
Birds.
Just
no.
Think about the most misogynistic.
I could just go
and it's that option
now.
Oh, there's so many jokes. How much editing do we want to do on this podcast? Because the fees kind of set me up here.
Nope.
No, it's patreon.com/nerds4birds, where you can contribute as little as $1 a month. And that just helps us to keep, you know, everyone pretty and stuff and making good content and seeing movies. Movies are expensive, guys.
Yeah, pay for our Botox, please.
Yes. What? We're all trying to keep slowly look nice like birds. I just don't like sleep well.
Oh, okay, got it.
However, there's a lot of subscription services, so if you don't want to contribute $1 a month, totally fine. Just a simple 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on really helps a lot. And then, you know, we're on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Nerds Before Birds on all of them, except for Twitter, still, where we're Nerd Before Birds singular, which does kind of make sense, though, because there is only one bird in Twitter.
No, keep going.
There's only one bird
on
Twitter, so why shouldn't it be pluralized?
I don't know. Yeah, right.
Do we ever think that Twitter's going to...
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
What are you guys' thoughts on Twitter?
Who cares?
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You're the hero we don't deserve.
Jump in them. We're pretty active on the Facebook. I'd say jump in the Facebook if you can.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. Is that it? That's it.
That's it. That's it.
Give us money, follow us, and give us 5 stars. Bang.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Get over here.
I'm going over there.
Dean, go over there.